And we are back, and I think true to form, Philip Wegman is still with us on the line from Washington, D.C. Philip, you still with me?
I'm still with you. I'm here at the White House where they're doing a bit of yard work. So if you hear any lawnmowers, that's not me. That's
hey, would you do me a favor? Would you send them to my place? So I know there's not enough yards to take care of in D.C., so...
Pack it up and go west 8 hours.
That's exactly right. Philip, let's talk about this. We've talked about the back and forth on legislation, like, for example, on the birthright citizenship between Trump and Biden. What about what's going on now between Trump and DeSantis? I keep hearing DeSantis talk about, this is what we've done in Florida, and this is what we would take to D.C., and this is how we would approach it. And it seems like I keep hearing from Trump, well, we can't have DeSantis because he's weak on this and he's weak on that, and I would do a better job. Again, I don't know that I buy that rhetoric.
Mm-hmm. Voters are going to be taking a much closer look at what life looks like in Florida, because that is a central part of DeSantis' appeal. It's this export of the model there and application of it to the nation. He has this sort of federalist critique built in where he can go to Iowa, he can go to New Hampshire, he can go to South Carolina and say, do you remember the pandemic? Or when's the last time you paid taxes? Or, what are your military families going through? And he can compare and contrast the life of voters in those states with what's going on in Florida. Now, there's a natural limitation to this because a lot of that is going to have to do with COVID, and a lot of that is going to have to do with the pandemic. Naturally enough, that's what made DeSantis famous, his refusal to go along with lockdowns like others.
Yep.
But is all of that in the rearview mirror? Do voters really want to think back, not just to a couple of months ago, but 3 years ago? And are they willing to hear a critique of not just Biden's COVID policies, but also Donald Trump's?
What does it say? How many points does this put in DeSantis's column that you've got almost 500,000 people that have left Los Angeles County in the last year and a half, and 90% of them have landed in the state of Florida? Because that's people that they're doing more than just saying, okay, I stand with his policies and all that. They're saying, I want to live under what it is that they've done in the state of Florida. I think that's extremely strong.
Yeah, those voters are voting with their feet. They're moving to Florida. We'll see if they're going to be eager to walk into a caucus or a primary ballot booth and pull the lever for DeSantis. We're going to test that theory come next year. I think that if you look at Florida, the line from DeSantis world is, here you have a conservative who won election by 1.5%, and rather than playing it safe, rather than just sitting back and waiting for re-election, he went all out, and by going all out, he won an even bigger majority during his reelect. So that's central to their argument, and they insist that he can do that at the national level and help Republicans win big majorities in Congress to actually do things that aren't going to be reversed through the stroke of a pen.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about the coming Republican primary. Donald Trump leads. He's at 50 points. I think he might actually be higher than that in the real
53 is the last I saw,
53. DeSantis is down there in the 20-point neighborhood. I'm not certain that DeSantis is going to be able to throw such a perfect game that he can catch up with the former president. The former president, he is no doubt about it. He is the establishment candidate. It is built in. He has resources and relationships. And DeSantis here is the underdog.
What do you think about the fact, and the reality of this hit me a couple of weeks ago, Trump's big point is DeSantis is where he is because I endorsed him for governor.
Mm-hmm.
And that might very well be. But that was in the first election, which DeSantis sneaked by what was it, 32,000, 33,000 votes. But then his reelection, where you're not voting because Trump said to, you're voting based on what DeSantis did to your state, he gets reelected by over 1.5 million. To me, that is huge.
Yeah. And you cannot separate the DeSantis story from the fact that he was incredibly loyal to the former president when he was running for reelection, when he was a member of Congress. The split has only come later. So Donald Trump endorses DeSantis in the Republican primary in 2018 and helps him be an agricultural commissioner named Adam Putnam.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as governor, DeSantis and Trump, you know, they're pretty close, but we've seen them grow apart. And after DeSantis announced, I asked him the first question as an announced candidate. I asked him whether he was going to be making just an affirmative case for himself and why he should win the nomination, or if he was going to be arguing that Trump should not be reelected and be handed the nomination a second time. And on this, he kind of has an interesting point, right? Because all of these guys are afraid to attack Trump because they don't want to lose Trump's base.
Yeah.
But DeSantis told me that it was Trump who was attacking him for not voting for a 2018 omnibus bill, as if we all remember that. And Trump was attacking him for not voting for this omnibus bill, and Trump was saying, look, DeSantis opposed the border wall. DeSantis turns around and tells me, no, not at all. That omnibus was going to increase spending. We're already, Donald Trump increased the debt by $8 trillion, and that omnibus bill was only going to give, in his words, a pittance for the border wall in exchange for amnesty of 2 million Dreamers. So DeSantis is absorbing the attack from Trump, and he's turning around and saying, if you look at Trump, he is the candidate of omnibuses and amnesty.
Well, and I think that's exactly right. Philip, we're going to take another break here. We got to go to the news here at the bottom of the hour. Can you hang over with me?
Of course.
We'll do it all straight ahead right here on WoWo 92.3 FM and 1190 AM.
Podcasts by Federated Media.